future sons and daughters. I'm John Miller, and this is Locked on Mizzou, your destination for partisan Missouri Tigers football and basketball talk 5 days a week. And today, we are going to reveal the winners of the first four of our Mizzou football and basketball madness bracket. Maybe get to some of the first round matchups as well, time permitting, of course. But also, you know, I do want to talk about the Missouri guys, former Missouri players who are in the XFL, true sons, every single one of them, no doubt about that. I want to talk about that league just for a little bit briefly. And also, on top of that, some other things as well, including the possibility of football being delayed or canceled or postponed too. My goodness. Then we'll really have a problem with COVID-19, won't we? But you know what? I would be remiss here at the top if I didn't acknowledge the passing of former Mizzou football coach Woody Woodenhofer, who apparently died last night. And yes, Woody, obviously his tenure, not exactly what he or any Mizzou football fan would have wanted in the perfect world, but you know what? By all accounts, Woodenhofer, and I've heard this for years and years, this isn't just one of those things where, well, somebody passes and they get all the good stories out at that point. I've heard for years that Woody Woodenhofer is a good person. And I think somebody's reputation in a town like Columbia, quite honestly, is it really does precede itself. And I think that speaks quite well of Coach Woodenhofer. And you know, there's a couple people on the Power Mizzou message boards who both corroborated a story about Woody drinking at Spanky's with Coach Barry Switzer of Oklahoma before their game on a Friday night. And I don't know, I just thought that was kind of cool, them hanging out, just sort of an old-style story. You know, you would never see that anymore is my point. You're never going to see Barry Odom or Eli Drinkwitz having a beer with Chad Morris or, you know, whoever. I don't know why I picked him. Let's say Nick Saban. How about somebody you've actually heard of? Yeah, Nick Saban and Barry Odom were not having beers on a Friday night at Spanky's or anywhere else in Columbia, let's put it that way. So just an interesting story there, and just felt it necessary to acknowledge the passing of Woody Woodenhofer and pass on some sincere condolences, thoughts, prayers, and positive energy to his family and friends. And now I do want to transition and talk about football for a little bit. And first, actually, I do want to talk about the XFL just really quickly here. And I do think it's a credit to Vince McMahon and all the backers of that league that all the players are still going to get paid their base salary and benefits for the 2020 regular season, and that all XFL ticket holders are going to get refunds or credit toward future games at the very least. And the XFLs came out and said they're committed to playing a full season next year and in future seasons. So it sounds like that league is going to continue. If they're able to have the financial backing there to make all of those refunds and what have you, that's a good sign for sure. And it's a good sign for a lot of former Mizzou players like Marcel Frazier, who recently said that good Missourian piece about the XFL, they caught up with some of the Battle Hawks. And, well, Marcel doesn't play for the Battle Hawks. He's an XFL guy. He said the product is amazing considering how new it is. And apparently a lot of Battle Hawks fans agree. And again, considering the attendance there, considering the relatively good ratings I think that they had, I think it's not too terribly surprising that the XFL is going to come back for a year. And there are guys like Marcus Lucas, former receiver. Now he's transitioned toward tight end, I believe, putting on a little bit of weight. But Lucas said it's really special for him to see his son on the sidelines watching Marcus play. You know, that's something that didn't happen for him at Mizzou. So now his son gets to watch him actually play football. You know, just cool little things like that that you take for granted. And then there's guys like Coney Ealy, who really believes that this is his opportunity. He's a former 2014 second-round NFL pick. This is his opportunity to show himself not only on film, but for a big audience. You know, he thinks he can maybe get back in the NFL, and obviously I hope he's right. Also an interesting Battlehawks news. Their quarterback, Jordan Ta'amu, I think I pronounced that correctly, signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, good for him. Who knows? Maybe he could be the backup for the Chiefs. They could possibly look to save a little money at that position because, well, obviously Jordan would be a rookie in the NFL. They could pay him less money under the salary cap, under the collective bargaining rules, than they could somebody like Chad Henne or Matt Moore, who started two games for the Chiefs last year. Who knows if Matt Moore even wants to come back next year, too. So if you're the Chiefs, why not put Mr. Ta'amu in the fold there? Give him a shot. I think it's interesting. And if you're a Battlehawks fan, I'd kind of root for him, really. That'd be kind of cool. But at the same time, well, I guess maybe you want him back, too. I'm not so sure. But obviously, if you're an XFL fan, get used to, if your quarterback shows anything, get used to him possibly moving on to the next level, because you can always need a new quarterback, a good backup in the NFL. And I don't know about you, but what I could really also use at a time like this, not just a backup quarterback, that'd be great, but how about a little bit of pizza, too? Yeah, how about some comfort food at a time when, frankly, it's a little bit uncomfortable to be in America right now? But that's okay, because over at Monocle's Pizza, they still got you covered with plenty of takeout options. And they've got plenty, frankly, among those options, the thin crust pizza is my absolute favorite, but that's just me. Of course, as always, you can get $5 off a large specialty pizza when you mention Locked On when you call in your order, or use the promo code Locked On, limit one per customer, when you use the Monocle's app or at monocles.com and also on Grubhub. So again, check out Monocle's Pizza in O'Fallon, Missouri. Call them up, 636-980-1212. And tell them Locked On sent you. And coming up, I will reveal the winners of the first four of Mizzou football and basketball madness. And we'll get to some of the first round matchups, time permitting as well. Let's see how many we can cram in. All right, before we get to the bracket, I do have a few thoughts about Mizzou football that are tangentially related. Well, not even tangentially, really directly related to this whole COVID-19 crisis. And that's that the first thought I generally was having was about recruiting, and what does this do to recruiting? Well, obviously it's all going to be done via social media now, right? So even more important that Eli Drinkwitz is good with a phone, that kind of deal, not just social media, but text messaging, FaceTime, whatever it might be. It probably doesn't hurt that he's a younger guy, right? If you're a 65-year-old dude who's maybe used to looking guys in the eye and shaking their hands, well, guess what? That's violating social distancing now, so advantage Eli Drinkwitz, possibly. And then also just with the lack of traveling, I mean, maybe that does give Missouri and just all teams in general, not just Missouri, of course, but the chance to sign maybe more local guys, more guys in-state than they normally would. I mean, who knows? We're in totally uncharted territory here, but there's just a lot of moving parts here that everybody hasn't totally thought through yet, and it's just going to remain to be seen all the different effects that this period of our lives is going to have on everything, not just football, but of course, well, we like to focus on football and basketball right here. Well, now speaking of football, the big news today in the sports world is that the Summer Olympics have been postponed until 2021, and now you're seeing people online, sports writers, saying that, hey, it's time to start seriously questioning if there's going to be football this season, or at least a delayed season. And, well, I suppose that isn't entirely unrealistic. I guess from where I'm sitting, this week in particular is kind of a big week to me. I think if we don't suddenly see a spike in the amount of actual deaths in the United States, I'm going to start feeling better about the situation. But hey, what the heck do I know about any of this stuff? My whole point is yeah, I just think by the time the summer comes around, things warm up, life gets back to normal a little bit, I really think there's still going to be football. I'm going to be optimistic with it. But having said that, I'll be completely honest with you all. I didn't think they were going to cancel March Madness either. So that actually happened. I thought they'd just play maybe with limited crowds or no crowds, but they actually canceled it. And they might end up canceling WrestleMania. Who knows? But so far, it's going to go off. Maybe they're taping it as we speak. I'm not even sure. And maybe they're just going to run it without crowds and on tape delay. I'm not sure. Certainly, the event that it was going to be was canceled. Various other events, you know, the Masters is now postponed. Obviously, everything is on hold here. So I was wrong about that part. But it just seems like, well, football is still months off here. Let's not forget that. It's only March. You know, training camp. If it's July and this thing is still not wrapped up, well, then we can talk. Then football really is in deep jeopardy. I don't know. Just for me, March, it's a little bit too early. But regardless, let's say there is a delay in the season, or God forbid, a canceling of the entire season. Obviously, if you're Eli Drinkwitz, you want no part of any type of postponement or canceling of the season. I mean, you know, Nick Saban doesn't want any part of that either. No coach does, but especially I would think if you're a first-year coach, if you're a guy who's got some good recruiting momentum, some good positive publicity happening right now, the last thing in the world that he would want is a canceling or postponement of this season. You know, if you're an established program, you're an established coach, again, you don't want it to happen either, but it seems like an even bigger deal if you're a new guy to me. All right, and now coming up, I'm going to reveal the winners of the first four of Mizzou football and basketball madness. Coming right up. Okay, we're down to 32 people in the Mizzou madness bracket. And according to you, the good listeners of this podcast, that's what it was all about. I made the seeds. I put the people in the tournament, but you good people are the ones who decide who advances. And by a 3-1 margin, honestly a little bit higher than I was expecting, Norm Stewart advances past Ricky Paulding. Honestly, I hope I made it clear enough that Norm's only his playing career was valid here, but you know what? Just on playing career alone, I can't say that Norm didn't deserve to win there. Norm has his number retired, nice statistics, got drafted in the NBA, the whole deal. He was a legit guy. I just thought, how many people would think, would 2003, let's say, Ricky Paulding, would he have 50 years ago, if you put him in a time machine, would he beat Norm Stewart one-on-one back in 1953? Yeah, probably, but that's also not really a fair comparison either, so I don't know. Norm Stewart moves on, long story short. And in another somewhat of a blowout on the football side of the bracket, Chase Kaufman, in more than a 4-1 margin, defeats his teammate and his slot receiver brethren. That's right, I said slot receiver, not tight end. Mr. Martin Rucker. You know what? I figured Chase was going to win this one, but I thought Martin would keep it a little bit closer. But hey, what can I say? If you people agree with me, then obviously you're super geniuses. But these other two matchups were a little bit closer, and I can't say I'm surprised by that. And I will say I'm a little bit surprised at the result that Justin Gage beat Henry Josie. And I say that because I just thought recency bias might win out here. You know, Josie was also the fact that Josie, part of one of the great teams in Mizzou history, the 2013 squad. Certainly Gage, not as part of as memorable or as good of a team as that, certainly, but what a great guy, multi-sport athlete. Justin Gage ekes out the victory over Henry Josie, and he'll move on to face the number one seed in the football bracket. And then finally, by a margin of just two measly votes, Kareem Rush edges out Clarence Gilbert to advance. Oh, good for him. I knew that one was going to be close, and, well, It didn't disappoint, did it? And honestly, if I had to vote, I'd probably go with Rush, too. Just a little bit more of an efficient player. But, you know, two teammates, two really good players, two excellent shooters. But, you know, the smoothness of Kareem Rush for me, just won out. You know, Gilbert, a great player, but also, quite honestly, had one of the worst shooting performances in Elite Eight you'd ever want to see. So, I don't know, maybe that knocked him down for some people. Kareem Rush famously played really well on a big stage against Duke his sophomore year. Who knows? Maybe that maybe March Madness colors people's thinking here in the Mizzou Madness bracket. And frankly, who could blame them? And you know what? As I'm looking at the clock here, I hate to say it, we're not going to get to any of the actual first round matchups, but that's okay because I've already uploaded and revealed the entire first round bracket at LockedOnMizzou.com. So check that out right now. And you can vote right now. Go for it. It's going to be open for the next week or so. Going to close on Monday at midnight. Well, or is it Monday at midnight or Sunday at midnight? I guess when it becomes midnight, it's then Monday. So we'll go with that. It's an AM, so it's a Monday. Yeah, we're going with that. Oh, we've just figured out, we've solved time here on Locked On Mizzou. That's how important of a show this is. But in all seriousness, I do want to remind you guys to check out Locked On the SEC. And if you want to play that on your smart device, it's quite easy. Just say, for instance, say, Alexa, play Locked On SEC, and you'll get an excellent podcast. It's really just an awesome supplement to this here program, if I do say so myself. And you know what? Once again, check out that bracket. Vote now at LockedOnMizzou.com. And until next time, we'll see you Tuesday right here on Locked On Mizzou.